Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Ciccoletti.
Everyone, it's Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti here today, and it's actually kind of an exciting podcast. I have my very first guest on with me today, Amanda Merry. She's a pharmacy student and an advocate for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. We thought it would be a great way to wrap up May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, with a podcast. So welcome, Amanda. Before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to thank Courtney for inviting me on to the podcast today. I'm Amanda, and I'm currently a pharmacy student at St. John's University in Queens, New York. And besides pharmacy and working here with Courtney, I've been a born runner. So I've been running my whole life. I started in sixth grade with a program called Girls on the Run, which is kind of related to mental health in a way because it taught us how to run and deal with the world problems. So that's really what got me to love running. So running is my form of therapy. It's just my release. I can just solve anything when I'm running, really. But running ultimately is what led me to create One More Day, which is my nonprofit that I started last year in June.
That is so awesome. I love that. I know fitness is my outlet too. It's awesome. So how did you come up with the idea for One More Day?
Mm-hmm. So I got to talking with my mom over 2 years ago now. Something happened in our community and it really tore me up. And I just said to my mom, like, oh my goodness, like if they would have just had the strength and the courage to make it through one more day, they could be here right now living out their dreams just like we all are here doing. And it dawned on me, like, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to start a clothing line or some sort of nonprofit and give back to this community because it ties at my heart and I'm just so personally connected to it. And it relates even more because my parents own their own business with screen printing and embroidery. So I've really kind of just always been in that space wanting to create my own clothing line and everything, but I just never knew what it would be. So this was the perfect opportunity to start it. And I knew I just needed to start it now because you only live once. So yeah, that's One More Day.
That's so awesome. I'm getting like goosebumps and choked up as you're telling me because I've never heard your story before. So that's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of you. And it's just amazing. What have you learned from your experience with One More Day?
So with One More Day, I really started it. It ties right back to running. I lost a close friend. He took his own life in January of 2018. And it tore us all apart. Like our whole running community, like we're just such a close family. We never expected that. No one ever does. You never really know why. It's like a happy-go-lucky guy, or he seemed to be that way. And it just took us by surprise. So going through that, I really had to persevere and realize that everyone is going to go through an experience like that and complete and utter tragedy differently. So I actually, sadly, had lost my best friend from it because this whole thing with grief is everybody processes it differently. So because they were processing it differently, they didn't really want to be around the space and they kind of removed themselves from it. But as that was going on, I knew in my heart that my best friend would come back to me and I just needed to give them grace and have them go through it themselves and process it in their head. And it was a whole year where we didn't talk. It was just things weren't connecting the way they used to be and like a best friend relationship. And that tore me apart on top of everything that had happened in January of 2018. So I had to process all that as I was going off to college. We were starting like our new lives and becoming our own person. But I just never expected to lose my best friend like that. But I am really happy to report that, you know, everything comes out in the end and everything works itself out. And we're best friends now and we've worked our own problems out with going through all this grief. And, you know, it all works itself out. So I think that's what I've the biggest takeaway from this is that everyone's going to process things differently, no matter what it is in life. And you just have to give people grace.
It's so true. I agree with you 100%. I've been around certain situations, and a lot of times in the pharmacy, we see it with our customers coming in and family members and even just depressed family members. You know, Mental Health Month, it's just so important for people to be aware and to look for signs from people. And sometimes, like you said, you can't see signs. Sometimes people are the happiest people, or they seem like they're the happiest people. And, you know, you never know. It's like Robin Williams. He always put a smile on everybody else's face, and nobody really knew what was going on inside. And we don't know with so many people. And it's okay for people to seek help when they need it. It's okay for people to not be okay. And I think it's awesome that you're so actively involved, for people to know that there's somebody to go to and somebody to talk to. And, you know, you should always have one more day. Like you said, it's just amazing. I'm so proud of what you're doing, and I just think it's fantastic. Just amazing.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So what are you currently working on with One More Day?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on my second clothing collection, which should launch this summer. And my website, where you can go find everything about One More Day, is www.onemoredaymovement.com. I also have an Instagram and a Facebook page. I'm working on becoming more active, but if I'm going to end everything off today, I do just want to say to, you know, appreciate the little things in life. And One More Day is like a walking reminder for all of us. And One More Day isn't going to take on the same message for everybody. When you wear One More Day, it's going to take on the message for the day and how you're going to persevere and conquer the day. So a little bit about the artwork. If somebody comes up to you and you're wearing One More Day, it starts out with a little O, which is a spiral. So I guess today in the world, everything may seem like it's spiraling out of control, but it's a reminder that we must have the strength to move through the challenges in life and work through the mountains and the bumps in the road. Once we overcome those mountains and those challenges, we're going to see the light at the end of the day, which is there's a little sun on the A of One More Day, and the M is the mountain. So once you get to the top of the mountain and you summit the mountain yourself, because you are strong and you can do it, you will see the light.
And it's an amazing design. I've seen it. I have my hoodie. I wear it and I love it. And people ask all the time, and I know how to explain it. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for being on today. I hope that everybody can take this information, can share it with other people. Again, Amanda's website is One More Day Movement, OneMoreDay Movement.com. And I know she currently has it under construction. She's working on getting up more of the clothing line on so people can shop and she can use the proceeds for this awesome fundraiser and nonprofit. It's just so exciting. I'm so excited and I'm so proud of her. She has so many good things to come.
So many good things. And in June, we're going to be doing the second overnight walk with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And I do just want to end by saying that One More Day, all the money right now is 20% of the proceeds are going back to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And the rest of it, we're keeping in a little hub for more events to come to help people out.
That's so exciting. Yay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, visit Amanda's website. It's onemoredaymovement.com. You can get your One More Day wear. Donate, check out her events that are coming up. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Courtney.
You're so welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick, and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.